Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the meantime, we set our sights on Green Bay as the Packers get ready to take on the NFL draft, free agency, how much money they're going to have to spend. Let's talk to Mark Daniels, reporter for 101.9 FM and 1440 AM WNFL in Green Bay, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mark, how you doing today, man?
I'm pretty good. There's no fighting at Bushwood now, Bill.
No fighting at Bushwood or no betting at Bushwood either, so I'm glad for that. Hey, I was reading a couple of different articles between 35 and 40, depending on how much money they're going to have and what they cut loose. That's going to be about what they have to spend. Do they go out and get one or two bigger name free agents, or do they try to fill it in, say, with four or five guys and spread the wealth, so to speak?
I think the critical question is which free agents do they want to get back? They've already indicated that, Jimmy Graham's going to return, and that's going to get pricey, obviously. And then they've got to decide on the likes of Matthews and Cobb and whether or not Perry's going to get through that roster bonus in another week or so. And that's a hefty chunk of change of $5 million. So I think they're still kind of wringing their hands over that before they decide to jump into who's out there on the open market and for how much. This team almost historically stays off the sidelines when the big money players dive in and way overspend for free agents. So they'll probably just sit tight and kind of watch how this market unfolds. But I'm wondering if it's anything like baseball with all the way the free agents had to sit until the bitter end, but a couple of them still struck it very, very rich. I think only a few will in the NFL, and the rest will be, I think, moderately priced free agents that most teams can afford.
So would you bring back Clay Matthews?
Yeah, I think I would. I'm just not enamored with anything else they've got, as far as somebody that can at least affect, not necessarily sack, but affect opposing quarterbacks. Matthew's sack numbers were way down, but his pressures were still enough to make things interesting. I just didn't see anything like that out of the likes of Reggie Gilbert. Kyler Fackrell had 8 sacks, but let's face it, Bill, how many offensive tackles did he destroy on the way to the quarterback to get those sacks, or those 10 sacks this year, I should say? Not many. So I still think Matthews is a commodity. You're going to have to find a way to keep.
With DeMarcus Lawrence not being on the free agent market, he's going to be franchised to the Dallas Cowboys. There really doesn't appear to be any kind of a big-time pass rusher. It looks like Jadeveon Clowney's going back to Houston. They're not going to find that guy, I think, in free agency. And the Khalil Mack deals are gone. Did they miss the bus on not going after Khalil Mack, in your opinion?
Probably. I think they were really close, and I really think they thought long and hard about it. But I just don't think Brian Gutekunst, 2 months, 3 months into his tenure as general manager, just had the gumption to make that kind of impactful decision. Now, Mack better be great for 2 or 3 years, considering they gave up those draft choices. I have a feeling he probably will be close to that, but that is such a hefty price to pay. And in the end, where did he get the Bears? Not where they wanted to get, that's for sure. Can he get them there? I think they're still going to need a little more help on the other side of the ball in Chicago for that to happen. But, I think they were close. And I think Brian Gutekunst will sometimes say, would have liked to have done that, but he didn't. And he's just got to try and find other ways to get this team better.
So what is a position that you feel that they could then maybe make an impact via free agency? Is it going to be the offensive line? Do you just go out and find somebody steady? Or are you going to talk maybe defensive back? Who do you think is going to, I shouldn't say who, but what position do you think is going to be an impactful position when it comes to free agency?
As far as bringing in unrestricted free agents from other teams or on the market, I think offensive line would be something they're going to have to think about. It's almost a certainty they're going to draft, I think, relatively high first 2 days on an O-lineman, certainly above fourth round. They're just, there's some, the right side needs reinforcements, whether immediate or within the very short term. So they're going to have to think about that. Other than that, you know, I'm not so sure. Maybe another running back, perhaps. Maybe another, you know, power tight end type of player. There's going to be a little more of a run-oriented offense, it appears to me, under Matt LaFleur, than it just, you know, a drop back and wing it or check out of it and wing it. I don't think we're going to see as much of that anymore either. So I think it goes along those lines. You never have enough defensive backs to compete. I think they've really realized that, you know, with the attrition rate over the last couple of years, you know, the Kevin Kings can't stay healthy, the Kentrell Bryces can't stay healthy, that they're going to have to get in a couple of more guys there, too.
Speaking of a guy that can't stay healthy, guy coming back from injury, would you pick up a guy like Earl Thomas and take a flyer on him coming out of Seattle with that injury?
He's interesting. You know, Thomas and Collins, I think, are two for safeties that I think merit some attention. Thomas's injury was really serious. I think Collins probably is a safer pick medically, but Thomas could certainly have much more immediate impact. I don't think there's any question about that. I think he's a better player than Landon Collins, but again, medical question might scare me off of a really big front-loaded contract.
Does the coaching staff and the things that have been said, maybe going to Matt LaFleur down at the Combine, he seemed to kind of indicate there's not going to be a lot of wiggle room for Aaron Rodgers when it comes to changing plays and such. Now, I still think Aaron's going to be a big part of the game plan, so I don't think Aaron's going to need to be on a different page, so to speak. But do you like or dislike what you've been hearing out of Matt LaFleur?
Kind of like what I've been hearing, only from this regard, Bill, is that, you know, he has got to have Rodgers hook, line, and sinker. I mean, there's been so much talk about how is LaFleur and this offensive staff, which is so young, going to adjust to Aaron Rodgers. They've got it wrong. Those stories are wrong. It's got to be the other way around. Rodgers has got to get over this King of the Hill mentality of his and acquiesce to this new coaching staff, or it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Rodgers has got to be the one to adjust to a new system, not the other way around. And I think he has realized that. And I think, to tell you the truth, I think Aaron is kind of tired of just being asked constantly to save this team. I think he wants to be a big part of this team. I think he wants to be a great quarterback. I'm sure of that. He's very competitive. We all know that. But I think he wants to see other guys really take the role of big-time playmakers away from him because it's been too much. And when he tried to take it on to the extent of going above and beyond Mike McCarthy's direction, it collapsed.
Talking with Mark Daniels, a reporter for 101.9 FM and 1440 AM WNFL in Green Bay. See, I completely agree. I think that Aaron Rodgers, are we making too much? I don't want to say specifically us, but maybe the media making too big of the relationship between LaFleur and Rodgers. I think Aaron wants to be coached. I think that he is, you know, completely open-minded to the breath of fresh air that's about to come walking through the doors of 1265. I think you're going to see an inspired football player this year to say, look, I can do it. I can be that guy. I can be great. I don't have to have Mike McCarthy to take the credit. I think Aaron Rodgers is inspired.
He has to be inspired. That's the reason they hired LaFleur, to reach Aaron Rodgers, okay? To reach him and get more out of him and not be polarizing, trying to coach him and have the results come on the field. Look, it got bad between McCarthy and Rodgers. And for all that we discussed about this over the last couple of years, since the firing, things I've heard, it was bad. And so LaFleur has got to be able to reach him, and you're right, and inspire him and coach him and see if this young, fresh thinking way of doing things gets a little more out of him. And then again, he's also got to stay healthy. No more, you know, knee sprains. No more collarbones. Mm-hmm. He cannot do it wounded at 35 going on 36.
Would you bring in Jared Cook?
Maybe. I think that's a huge position, even though they're bringing Graham back. What else do they got?
Right.
Are we waiting on Robert Tonyan to make the step? The tight ends from Iowa, Bill, wowed the combine, you know, Fant and Hockenson both look like the real deal to me. At 30, I could see it. I could see it.
Yeah, I'm kind of reading a lot of the same stuff. But hey, would you be upset if they took an offensive lineman early on in the draft at all? Would you be upset if they went after an offensive lineman, or do you think that they just need to go defense, defense, defense to bolster this thing?
No, I don't think so. No, I wouldn't be surprised if they went offensive lineman. Look, Ryan Bulaga, I know he wants to come back for his last year on contract, but man, it's a hard thing keeping this guy, healthy. He's breaking down, and I really don't see much out of Sprigg. From as much as they invested in him, cost him a pick to go up and get him, wasn't worth it. To get an anchor, I think, is important. And they've got the left side, I think, pretty well squared away. Wouldn't shock me at all if they went offensive tackle. At 12, maybe not. But like I said, certainly before round four, they're going to get an offensive lineman.
Always good to chat, my friend. We will talk to you soon. I know the draft is approaching, so is free agency. I'm sure we'll catch up, okay?
All right, we'll talk to you.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go, Mark Daniels, reporter for WNFL in Green Bay, one of our fine affiliates, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. In 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.